high fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So here's what we got for you. I promise you this. Let's pay it off. This via Russian machine never breaks. Nastya Ovechkin says her husband, Alex Ovechkin, will play out the final year of his contract with the Capitals and then return home. That's what she said. And now I know that sounds like I'm doing the Michael Scott bit from The Office. I'm not. I'm literally saying that is what she said. That is the quote that she has attributed. So if you remember, we talked about this a little bit at length yesterday, where an internal email from Monumental Sports, a salesperson addressing season ticket holders or suite holders or whatever, trying to drum up season ticket sales, basically said, come catch Ovechkin's final season. And now we got a little bit more of a smoking gun. Nastya Ovechkin, this is from Russian Machine Never Breaks, gave an exclusive interview to, I don't even know what this website is, AIF.ru. So I guess that's Russia's internet.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Interview to AIF.ru's Olga Shablinskaya, after returning to her native Russia along with the rest of the Ovechkin family last week. A quote from the story was first published on X by Hockey News Hub. In the sit-down, Nastya reveals that her husband, Alex Ovechkin, plans to play the final year of his NHL contract with the Washington Capitals next season and then return to Russia for good. Alexander still has a contract for a year, Ovechkin said, per a translation by Google Translate, so he will play the next season and then fly back to live in Moscow to our homeland. We will stay in Russia, yes. The news comes a day after an email campaign from the Capitals corporate sales department was sent to a select group of season ticket holders, claiming that the 25-26 season would be Ovechkin's last with the club. Capitals PR responded to the commotion, stating the email was a mistake and that no decision had yet been made, Ovechkin's future beyond next year. Ovechkin adds that this past season was tough on her husband as he felt the pressure of chasing down Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal record. Ovechkin tied and then surpassed Gretzky in the final month of the regular season with 3 goals in 2 games, April 4th and April 6th. He didn't show it, but I understood how hard it was for him, Ovechkin said. So I repeat, I waited for Sasha to score faster and relax. He has his last season next year, and I wanted to simply enjoy what he loves, to simply enjoy his last season. Those are quotes, again, from Ovechkin's wife.
Sounds pretty almost concrete without hearing it from Alex himself, right?
Doesn't it?
You're hearing it from his wife. The only, like, there isn't anyone closer to Alex Ovechkin. Like, that is the inner circle, his wife, right? And her saying that it's probably his, not probably, it is his last season. I mean, again, the email going out yesterday was probably putting two and two together. And when you put two and two together, it sounded like he was going to retire. And this is it as well. I mean, it's not shocking. It just kind of gives you a little bit more closure. Also makes it, the next season is going to be extra special, that you're going to want to be in the arena and watch Alex Ovechkin, what sounds like it's going to be his last go-round. And, you know, I'm curious when we'll hear from Alex himself, if we'll hear from Alex himself during the offseason. What do you think happens? Because the big takeaway from this is his wife said he's probably going to retire after, like, he's done after this. Then that means he's probably done after this. what do you think it is that, do we think we get a, from Alex himself, announcement that he's going to retire at the end of the season before the year? Do we get it in the middle of the season? Do we get it final game and he's like, hey guys, this is it? Like, what do you think and when do we find out from Alex himself?
I think this is the unfortunate thing about what's happened. And, you know, listen, there are real sports travesties. There are real, you know, bad things that happen in the world. So this is all sort of relative. But I think it's the only downside of having a couple things now having leaked out over the over a 24-hour plus period is that it's almost going to force him to publicly do that. Right? Now, he may have wanted to anyway. He's well within his rights. He could not say peep to anybody, remain coy about it, and then after the final game of the regular season or playoffs, whenever they're eliminated, say, okay, guys, that's it. I'm going back to Moscow. My house is up for sale now. Or maybe, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or if he wants to do the farewell tour, where every time he goes to Montreal and Toronto and Winnipeg and Vancouver and whatever, it's his final time going there. And he gets the pregame ceremony, he gets the flowers, gets the ovation, gets the grace, gets the thank yous. Whatever he wants to do, he should be allowed to do. I don't know how I would handle it. I'm also not the greatest goal scorer ever to live, so I don't know. But to me, given the way he's operated so much over the years, I would get the sense he probably wouldn't want to do the ceremony every time before the puck drop.
Yeah, I don't think right? so either. I mean, she mentioned that he felt exhausted going through all this stuff, chasing down Gretzky.
I believe it.
Imagine afterwards, and every single time he took the ice for, what, three or four games afterwards, it was some sort of ceremony. You know, he gets the ceremony when he actually breaks the record. He gets the ceremony when he comes home. He gets ceremony here, ceremony. He got so many ceremonies, and it wasn't about hockey anymore for that little stretch of time. It was about his record. And I think for him, he cares so much about winning. I think he still does care about winning so much. And I think he cares about his teammates, because that is something that, even though they're going to say, and they're going to look back on it in 30, 40 years when they retire and they look back on their career, they're going to talk about, man, we were on Ovechkin's team when he got to break the record and he got to do all these things, mm-hmm. last ride. They're going to talk about that. But also, in the moment, that's got to be grinding on the teammates as well. And I think he cares so much about them that maybe he, or maybe it's something that only certain cities, he's like, hey, look, we can play a nice video to recognize whatever, but we're not doing ceremonies every time. Remember Mariano Rivera when he was making his last go round and every place he went, he's getting a gift and all that stuff. I don't think Ovi wants to deal with that. Do you?
I wouldn't have bet on that. If these two things the last 2 days hadn't happened, and again, I'm not mad at anybody. You could tell, hopefully, by my voice. I'm not like, how do they do this? This is such a screw-up. I'm not. I'm simply saying, had these circumstantial bits of evidence that this was going to be the final campaign not come out, my guess is that he would never have answered the question. In fact, he might have signed a contract extension on July 1st, which is eligible for this year, even just to shut people up and throw them off and then retire when he felt like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think this now...
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To a degree, is forcing his hand. where it's almost like he's going to have to say something. He's almost going to have to say, okay, I'm doing the retirement tour. He might tell certain cities and certain places, or the PR might have to work overtime to say, please don't do a thing. I don't know. Again, the reverence for the legend, I think sports in general do a pretty good job of this, right? You mentioned Rivera's when he was on his way out. I thought every tribute was touching. You know, the rocking chair made from all the sawed-off bats. The I remember, I'm trying to think of some of the different tributes, where they gave Magic Johnson a piece of the parquet floor from Boston. Because the number of times he'd gone up and down the floor, in these epic postseason battles, epic championship battles. Different things like that when guys are on their farewell tours. It can be a wonderful culmination celebration. And it's very rare in sports that guys get to go out on their own terms. It's usually dictated to you, right? Where the team is kind of going, okay, that's enough. We can't really do this anymore. And the guy's doing whatever Aaron Rodgers is doing. Or Willie Mays played for the Mets. Or Art Monk played for the Jets. You know what I mean? Like my all the heroes doesn't change their legacy. People always overreact it in real time that it changed their legacy. No, it's not. Willie Mays still one of the GOATs. You know what I mean? Art Monk's still my favorite receiver. It doesn't change that he played for the Eagles and the Jets. But it's very rare that you go all with one team, walk out on your own terms as the ultimate legend, right? You the instant you're done, the Hall of Fame clock starts, we all get to celebrate you again in a handful of years. It's kind of this storybook thing. Very few guys get that reserve, that rarefied air. And he's there. So I don't think he would have done the big ceremonies in every stop. Like the last time they're in Boston, the last time they're in Pittsburgh, you know, like I'm going to have stupid Sidney Crosby skid out to the center of the ice to give him some sort of award or something. Who knows? So I don't know. I wonder what folks think. 800-636-1067. If you're just joining us, Ovechkin's wife, in an interview with a Russian website, this is now translated into English, Alexander still has a contract for a year. So he will play the next season and then fly back to live in Moscow to our homeland. We will stay in Russia. Yes. Point is, hey, what do you, the question I'm sure is something to the effect of, what are you going to do? How's this all going to go? Are you coming back to Moscow? Yes, he's got a connection with Moscow Dynamo, the team, the pro organization he grew up playing in before he came to the States and I broke the goals record. So it now looks like there was more than meets the eye. There's a little bit more smoke to that fire we thought yesterday. When it came to the salesperson from Monumental Sports saying that, hey, come see Ovechkin in his last year. It made sense. The circumstances were there. And now we have Ovechkin's wife saying, yeah, this is it.
Yeah, it's just interesting because you've seen, think about Tom Brady, right? He finished up and then a couple weeks later we get a video of him on the beach saying, I'm done. We'd heard rumors. We'd heard people kind of leak out that he was done and all these things. And do you have something like that? But you can't do that, right, Danny? Like, that's kind of your point here is when basically a bunch of these people are coming out and having reports and now coming from Ovechkin's wife saying, yeah, it's going to be his last season. Like, he can't just not acknowledge it, it feels like. Even if he would have just said, what I want to do is I want to play the entire regular season, hopefully a lengthy cup run. It'd be awesome if he just hoists the cup and Gary Bettman's interview or someone's interviewing after he goes, yeah, that's it. You know, like Peyton Manning style, just hang it up when you're at the top. But now that he's kind of had these reports come out, he's probably going to have to do something, you would think. But it's an interesting thing, but it's not surprising to, you know, to go back to the original point. Like, it's not surprising that it would be his last season.
So ultimately, this is very nuanced and very complicated. Because at the end of the day, what's this about? Celebrating him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when PR teams have to put out statements and work overtime, it's usually because a crisis is occurring. It's usually because player X is got arrested for something bad, or this guy's holding out from training camp, or this guy's in the middle of a contract negotiation, or some kind of malady is happening, something bad, some investigation's going on, whatever. This isn't that. This is us going, we care a lot about that dude. We care a lot about the hockey team. We care a lot about him as it relates to the hockey team. All we want is to know, is this the last time I ever get to see him play or not? We want to know when you're winding down close to the end and there's you know, seven home games left, if this is the last time ever he's skating on this ice. We need to know that. We want to know that as fans. The reason it's challenging is because A, in sports, but it B, most specifically hockey, they want to be so deferential and so, I don't know how to say this better, but so honorable for legends who have done the utmost.
Treating these dudes with utmost reverence.
Correct. And as it should be. So that's the crisis right now for the PR folks. And it may end up being that it forces his hand and he's got to say something.
And I think the tough part for Ovi, he's gone through this now this season specifically. And think about what his messaging would be coming back into that dressing room next season. He's going to say he wants to win a Stanley Cup. There's no question about it. That's going to be one of his main goals. Because to me, like we were talking about, when you look at the round numbers, which we love to do in sports, right? Get to X milestone. He'll be the first ever to get to the 900 goal mark. He's probably not going for 1,000, right? So at what point is it just, hey, let me get past 900. Let me give myself a little bit of space between me and Gretzky. Hopefully a 40-50 goal difference there because of a great season. But ultimately, he's going to step back in there and say, look, I'm not here. I accomplished the goal last year. I accomplished the record last year. Let's win a Stanley Cup. The tough part about that is I think he saw how much everything weighed on the team at the end of the year. And so they were the best team in hockey in the Eastern Conference last year, but a lot of that was from the beginning. A lot of that was from pre-Four Nations, before the real chase. I think he saw how much that weighed on the team going into the playoffs where they weren't playing their best hockey. And I don't think it's blaming Ovi or anything. They were going after something, but all the extra stuff that goes with it and all this stuff, I'm wondering if he's not going to try to say, let's poo-poo this because I want to actually make it for real. Because I think that's fair as well. Like for us, we want to know. As fans, we want to know. As media, we want to know because it's huge. But I think for him, he's saying, look, I can't have the fact that this might be my last go-round take away from the fact that, too, this might be my last chance at a Stanley Cup as well.
So let's keep this open-ended. Your reaction to this, okay? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Ovechkin's wife, in an interview, translated, so we will play the next season and then fly back to live in Moscow to our homeland. We will stay in Russia, yes. Meaning, next year, according to her, that's Ovechkin's last year. That's it.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.